In this bulletin, fears an air tanker has crashed during the fight against New South Wales bushfires. The World Health Organisation delays a decision over whether the new coronavirus is a global emergency. And in tennis, the weather delays matches at Melbourne Park on the outside courts for this year's Australian Open. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. The New South Wales Rural Fire Service says it's investigating reports of a serious incident involving an aircraft in the south of the state. Contact was lost with a large air tanker which was working in the snowy Monaro area. Local ground crews indicate the aircraft may have crashed. A number of helicopters are in the area carrying out a search. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has announced the compulsory call-out Defence Force reservists will be revoked on the 7th of February. Reservists in full-time service will start the transition on and from on the 1st of February. Chief of the Defence Force, General Angus Campbell, says the end of compulsory call-out will not mean a drop in support for bushfire-affected areas.
I want to emphasise to you all, please, that you should see this as an appropriate transition in the form of service being invited of our reserve component, not a change to the effort being offered by the Australian Defence Force to assist in this time of national bushfire concern. We are also, at any point, well able across the force to lift the rate of effort or to redirect that rate of effort as the bushfire season continues to unfold.
Reservists can continue to serve on Operation Bushfire Assist on a voluntary basis. The Victorian government has pledged $17.5 million to help support animals affected by the bushfire crisis. It's estimated 185 of Victoria's species, many of them rare and threatened, have been impacted by the bushfires. One analysis claims 1 billion animals in total have died in Australia as a result of the fires. Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews has visited the famous animal sanctuary at Healesville, northeast of Melbourne, to announce the funding. He says the community is emotionally moved by the suffering of not only people, but animals.
I know so many people that I've met moving around the community, moving from one bushfire-affected community to the next. The sense of grief, the sense of real emotional strain that has come from seeing so many animals so terribly injured is very obvious to me.
The money will be used to fund urgent actions aimed at giving both plants and animals the best chance at survival this bushfire season. Health authorities say there were no ill passengers on board the flight from Wuhan in China that has landed in New South Wales. The China Eastern Airlines flight from Wuhan, the epicentre of the coronavirus, arrived in Sydney just before midday. Biosecurity officers and border security staff were stationed at the terminal to interview passengers and test their temperatures. Chief Medical Officer for the Australian Government, Dr. Brendan Murphy, says doctors are ready for any potential outbreak.
If we do find a case, we are extremely well prepared. Every one of our state public health departments has a designated isolation facility and clearly established protocols to get people to those facilities. The tests are being sped up. At the moment, it's still taking 1 or 2 days to get a confirmatory test. We're getting much more rapid tests on hand.
Dr. Murphy says while there are no confirmed cases of the virus in Australia, anyone having returned from Wuhan displaying symptoms should visit their doctor immediately. A mining worker is missing underground at Henty Gold Mine on the west coast of Tasmania. Police and emergency services are on the scene. The worker was reported missing early this morning after his colleagues could not make contact with him. In tennis, world number 6 Belinda Bencic has defeated Yelena Ostapenko on day 4 of the Australian Open. The Swiss beat her opponent in straight sets on a rainy day in Melbourne, 7-5, 7-5. Australian Ashley Barty has also progressed to the second round in the women's doubles. And now we'll look at tomorrow's weather. Perth, sunny, 31. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 24. Melbourne, much the same, 23. Hobart, similar conditions, 21. Canberra, partly cloudy, 29. Wollongong, a shower or two, 26. Sydney, similar conditions, 27. Newcastle, showers and a possible storm, 32. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 34. Cairns, a shower or two, 32. And Darwin, showers with a possible storm, 32. I'm Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.